Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 58. This chapter has 12 sukkim in it. This chapter corresponds to what happened to David in Shmuel of parak 26. Check out the Tanakh Daily archives for further information. The background over here is as follows. Just like we saw in the previous parak, once again David had the chance to kill Shaul but didn't. Shaul had led his troops to search for David in the town of Hakila. David and his trusted man, Avishai ben Tsruya, went to spy on Shaul's camp. Miraculously, David and Avishai found Shaul's entire camp in a deep sleep. David and Avishai snuck past Avner ben Ner, Shaul's general, to Shaul himself. Avishai then urged David to finally kill Shaul. However, David wouldn't dare touch the king of Yisrael. Instead, David took Shaul's spear and water flask, then snuck out of Shaul's camp. From a distance, David shouted to wake up Avner ben Ner and Shaul, then showed them he had Shaul's spear and water flask, and chose not to kill Shaul. David began to chastise Avner ben Ner for failing to protect Shaul, the king of Yisrael. Now for the parak summary. This chapter opens with giving sharp rebuke to Avner ben Ner, Shaul's main general. David relates how the wicked constantly justify their violence. Their words are poisonous like a viper. The Mefarshim explained this is reference to Avner, who was constantly riling Shaul up against David. In verse 7, David prays for Hashem to shatter the teeth of young lions. This way, they'll leave David alone. In return, the world will see God punishes the wicked and rewards the righteous. All believe God is judging and involved with mankind. Now for the highlight pasuk in verse 11, it says, Yismach tzadik kichaza nakam pamav yirchatz bedam harasha. The righteous man will rejoice when he sees revenge. He will bathe his feet in the blood of the wicked. The Mefarshim explained the simple meaning as follows. Hashem rejoices when he sees the tzaddik being lifted up. Rishayim, who murder during their lifetime, will get paid back mida keneged mida, tit for tat, for all the blood they shed during their life. The Ramad Wali explains this is referring to the times of the final redemption. The word nakam, revenge, is the same numerical value as the word kates, end, which is 90, because at the end of days, the nations of the world will meet their end, because ultimately, it's up to God which cultures and countries will endure through time and which ones not. As we've seen throughout history, Egyptians, Assyrians, the Chaldeans, Romans, and Greeks have all disappeared. Nations come and go. The Ramad Wali specifically writes, at the end of days, the nations of Esav and Yishmael meet their end. This is really cool because Esav represents America and Yishmael represents the Arabs. Ultimately, Hashem will decide to be Nokem on them and will see their demise. The Ramad Wali goes on to explain the end of the Pasuk. He will bathe his feet in the blood of the wicked. The Jewish nation, who are considered tzaddikim, will be happy and celebrate the downfall of their prosecutors. This will be beneficial to the entire world, because God will bring these nations to their final tikkun, rectification. The tikkun of the nations of the world represent the downfall of tumma, impurity, and the rise of Am Yisrael, kedusha, holiness, and purity in the world. Simultaneously, there will be an increase of God's light and a decrease of spiritual tumma, impurity in the world. The divine essence of the world will be revealed for all to see what is true and what is not. When this happens, it'll inadvertently invalidate and expose all the false paradigms and beliefs in the world, while revealing the true spiritual nature and true paradigm the world was, is, and will be operating as. On that day, his name will be one. Let us merit to the way of David HaMelech to not take revenge on those harming us, rather to pay back good instead of bad and increase the light of God in the world. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.